Welcome to the Create Your Big Life podcast with me, your host, Kathy Morton. I'm a mindset coach, corporate escapee, life adventurer, and coffee lover. My mission is to help you uplevel your mindset, to get clear on what your most extraordinary life looks like, and build the confidence and courage to go after it. I don't believe we're here to live for the weekend or grind through a job we hate or coast on autopilot. I believe we're here to grow, to go for our dreams, to experience the amazing things life has to offer, and enjoy the ride along the way. Ready to create your big life? Let's get started. Hello there, and welcome to this week's episode of the Create Your Big Life podcast. I hope you've had an amazing week, whatever you have been up to. In my world this past week, I have been so bloody proud of myself because of a goal that I've actually been working on in the gym. And it gave me an idea for this podcast, because when I'm thinking of ideas for this podcast, each week I love to just tap into what is going on for me in my world. What lessons am I learning? In what ways am I growing? What practices am I using to upgrade my own mindset, to upgrade my own life that I think will be helpful for other people as well? So this week I wanted to talk about the difference between wanting a goal or dream and being committed to it. I would love for you to have in your mind something that you are looking to achieve in your life right now, or maybe you have been looking to achieve for a while. We are going to dive into the difference between wanting it and committing to it. And I'm going to give you some things to think about as we go through this episode. So back to this goal that I have been working on in the gym. For years, I cannot tell you how many years this has been on my goals list. I have had the goal of doing 5 bodyweight chin-ups on my goals list. And that might not sound like a lot, but this exercise has been my complete nemesis for many years. And notice as well how I'm actually talking about it. The describing it as my nemesis can just give you an indication of the approach I might have had with it in the past. Just so we're all on the same page as well, a chin-up is a version of a pull-up where your hands are on a bar above your head, and in a pull-up, your hands are facing away from you and you hang on the bar and you pull yourself up so that your chin goes over the bar. A chin-up is just a version of a pull-up. It is actually an easier version of a pull-up because your hands are either facing inwards in a neutral grip or they are facing towards you, and you're able to actually use your biceps a little bit more as well as your back to be able to lift you up over the bar. So just to be clear, my goal has been to do some bodyweight chin-ups to start off with because it's slightly easier than a pull-up. Now, this has been on my goals list for years, but at the start of the year, I decided to get super committed to making it happen. And I knew that the way that I'd been approaching it up till now just wasn't cutting it. I had been wanting this goal and I was not fully committed to it. And so I set this goal for myself to achieve 5 bodyweight chin-ups in 6 months' time. I set this goal for myself at the beginning of January, and I'm already at 4 bodyweight chin-ups, having gone from not being able to do a single bodyweight chin-up at the start of the year to already being able to do 4. And so I'm very nearly at my goal. And what's that been? 5 weeks or something? And this has been on my goals list for years. And I'm so proud of myself. So I'm celebrating myself every single step of the way. But I decided in January to take a different approach to it because, like I said, this has been on my goals list. I have been occasionally going to do chin-ups in the gym. Sometimes I've been doing it like once a week. But this time I was like, right, every single time I go to the gym, which is 4 times a week, regardless of what I'm focusing on in my workout, I am going to do some chin-ups. And so I'm going to get into a couple of things that I've learned through this process that are relevant to you achieving your goals, your dreams, whatever they are. Because being able to see the progress that I've seen in the last 5 weeks from changing my approach to it, from being fully committed instead of like really kind of half-assing it before, has drastically changed my results. And it's also really got me thinking about how capable we are of doing hard things when we really put our mind to it. And one of the things that I love so much about fitness is that the skills that you learn in the gym are so translatable to any single area of your life that you want to transform. And just in case you haven't heard on previous podcasts, I have been a fitness coach off and on since 2014. I have loved fitness since I was 16. I've never really been a team sports person. That's just not ever been my wheelhouse. But I went to a gym for the first time when I was 16. and I've loved it, and yet have never been able to do body weight chin-ups. I shared a post on my Instagram the other day as well that shared some of the lessons that I've learned from being a fitness coach for many years that are translatable to transforming any area of your life. So definitely go and check that out. If you are not connected with me on Instagram, head to @itscathymorton. Come and say hello on there as well. Come and let me know which episodes you've been enjoying from the podcast. Send me a DM. I would love to hear from you. But on this post about what I've learned as a fitness coach that I now apply to helping other people transform their lives and find their purpose and upgrade their mindset in the area that I now work in, part of this post was about the difference between wanting and committing and how in fitness, too many people would love level 10 results, but they want to put in a level 5 commitment. Or really, they just want the result without actually committing. So they want their ideal body, but they keep skipping their workouts, or they won't reduce their consumption of alcohol or their weekend eating out. Just like me, I wanted to do a chin-up, but I wasn't even practicing it. I wasn't putting in the reps, quite literally. And so that's an example of wanting versus committing to something in fitness. And in life, so many people dream about the life that they desire. They talk about all these things that they want, but they stay comfortable in learning mode without actually taking any action that moves the needle forward. They keep saying that they want something different and they are not actually doing the actions to back it up. And so when we want something, but we aren't actually committed to it, we tend to just focus on what's convenient. For me, with my chin-up example, I only did it once a week, if that, and then was wondering why I wasn't getting the results that I wanted. And when we are focusing more on just wanting something rather than being committed to something, we believe our excuses and our reasons why it is not possible for us or why we haven't achieved it yet. And this is so important. It is such a big one because I had loads of excuses and reasons why I hadn't been able to do this bodyweight chin-up before now, such as I'm not strong enough, my shoulder's not up to it. Here's another fun fact. I have broken my arms 4 times over my lifetime. And the last time was, I can't even remember what it was now. Maybe it was like 7 or 8 years ago. It was up near the shoulder joint. And since then, I have had wonky shoulders and some slight challenges with it, shall we say. And so I was using this as a reason as well for why I couldn't possibly do any bodyweight chin-ups. I also said things like, I'm too heavy. There's no way I'm going to be able to lift myself up. And all of this is complete and utter BS because none of those things have changed other than, well, I have got stronger because I've practiced. But the other two things, my shoulder is still the same shoulder. I am still the same weight as when I was using that as an excuse. And yet I have been able to achieve part of my goal. Yes, I am not quite at the 5 yet, but I'm pretty positive I'm going to get there in the next week or the next 2 weeks maximum. And so now I'm actually like, well, in 6 months, I should be able to achieve 10. And that has like been a goal that I haven't even set for myself for a long time because I just thought, well, let me at least get to 5. So those are some of the things that we tend to do when we just want something versus being committed to it. We tend to let our stories and our excuses and our limitations run the show that stop us actually taking the action that is necessary to be able to achieve whatever it is that we want. Whereas if you are committed, you learn the skills that you actually need to be able to achieve whatever it is. Obviously, my thing was in the gym just then, but you know, you can apply this to anything that you want to achieve in your life. When we're committed, we put in the time necessary to be able to achieve it. We also tend to have a singular focus. We ask ourselves powerful questions like, how can I actually achieve this? And then we know that we're just going to keep going until it has actually happened, rather than quitting or rather than deciding that suddenly we're going to go and do something else. Now, when I reflect on my own life, I can see lots of areas and lots of times when I have wanted something and I haven't actually been committed to it. This is a really powerful question that I have sat with several times over this past year because of the self-development work that I've been doing. I have been questioning what I've been committed to and what I have merely wanted or been interested in. And it can be a confronting question to ask yourself. But with all of those questions that we have the strength to be able to face and to be honest with ourselves, that is where we also have the opportunity to be able to do something different, to be able to start to change that behavior and therefore change our results. And I ask you, like, how many people do you know that have been saying that they want to achieve a particular goal, whether it be fitness, whether it be changing their jobs, whether it be starting a business, whether it be starting a hobby, anything like that. And yet they have been talking about it for years and not doing anything about it. This is the difference between wanting and committing. And then the biggie, can you hold a mirror up to yourself and notice where this might have been true for you too? Like I said, I can hold a mirror up to myself times where I have only wanted something instead of being committed. And then it's no wonder that I haven't got the result. Because nothing changes if nothing changes. And if you only want the outcome rather than being committed to actually achieving it, then it's just going to remain as something that you keep wishing for and thinking, oh, one day I'm going to get to that, but not actually doing it or not doing it to the full extent of your capacity. Like I said, I was doing the odd assisted chin-up in the attempts at achieving this goal, but I wasn't focusing on it and thinking about it and approaching it in the same way that I did at the start of the year. There's a couple of ways of how I started approaching this chin-up goal that are totally relevant for whatever it is that you want to achieve in your life. So I wanted to just go through them quickly. First of all, I made a plan. I decided that every single time I was in the gym, I was going to see how many I could do. I also started approaching this goal with support in that I was using the assisted chin-up bar before I went to using it without any assistance whatsoever. And I showed up for it every single time, even when I couldn't be bothered, I made sure I did those chin-ups. I also talked about it a lot. I told Joe, this is what I'm going to do. This is what I'm working on. And I celebrated my achievement along the way. Like I said, I haven't even hit the goal yet. I'm at 4. I know that I'm going to get to 5 in the next couple of weeks. And I have been celebrating it every single step of the way because I'm so proud of myself seeing the progress that I've made. And also, I have been tracking my progress. I have been writing it down every single time I go to the gym so that next time I would go and push myself that little bit more. So this is all relevant for whatever it is that you are looking to achieve in your life. Maybe it is starting a business. Maybe it is changing your career or achieving a fitness goal yourself or losing weight or learning a new skill or starting a hobby. Have a think about something that you would absolutely love to achieve in your own life. And then consider this. Do you actually have a plan for achieving whatever it is that you want to achieve? Is your goal on your calendar? So this is a great question to ask yourself because your calendar is a big indication of what you actually give a shit about. Now, you might not have a calendar, in which case, again, that could be something that if you want to get really committed to something, you could see how maybe starting a calendar or a diary to be able to actually schedule in the things that are priorities for you might be something that you want to go and have a play with. And because the thing is, for so many people as well, they might have, you know, their job on their calendar, they might have, maybe they do have their workouts on the calendar, they might have social things on their calendar. But then when it comes to starting that business, for example, they haven't actually scheduled any time in to go and do it. And it's really easy if you don't do that for another week to go past and another week to go past without any actual time spent doing the thing that you say you really, really, really want. And I know for ages that I would go to work in my corporate job, I would socialize, and then if I felt like it at the weekend, I'd think about what I wanted to do instead of my job. I would think about what business ideas I could go and create. But I never really allotted the time to it for many, many years. And so then what would happen is that at the end of the week, I would be knackered and I wouldn't do it because I wasn't scheduling it. I didn't have a plan to actually go about and do it. And otherwise, it's just this idea in our head that we never actually take the time to really focus on and to get that singular focus of how I'm actually going to just take a step towards it or start a process of being able to achieve it. Now, if you have gone, oh shit, I haven't really been committed to this thing that I say that I really, really want. And this is something that many of the students that I have worked with and coached inside Big Life Roadmap, because this is a question that they work through as well during part of the program, what it looks like to be committed versus wanting whatever it is that they're working towards. And many of them have this, oh shit moment. I have not been committed to it up till now. Up until this moment where I decided to invest in myself and invest the time to actually really take stock of where my life is going and prioritize my life around it. So regardless of where you find yourself, please do not beat yourself up if you find that you haven't really been committed to something that is actually a heart desire of yours. Don't beat yourself up about the fact that you might not have been committed up till now. Then, if you notice that something that you say that you want, you have been more wanting it rather than actually committed to it, then I want you to ask yourself, do I really want whatever it is that I've been saying that I want? Because sometimes we don't go after stuff because it's something that we think that we should want or should achieve, but it's not actually something that really sets our heart on fire. And so therefore, we're not actually going to be committed to going after it because it's not actually truly, truly something that we really, really want. However, often it is because we are scared of actually doing it. And that is totally normal and totally valid. I definitely get it. I was petrified. It's why I didn't go and do anything about changing my life for a long time until the pain got way too much. Now, we're not going to go into how to handle all of that fear now because that is definitely another episode. But if you find the answer is yes, I definitely, definitely do desire this thing, then ask yourself, what would it look like for me to be actually committed to it instead of just wanting it? Because when you are committed, you will be willing to face your fears and work through all the challenges that come your way. And I can tell you that there have been a fuck ton of fears, doubts, and challenges on my path to creating my big life, my most soul-fulfilling life, which I have created much of so far and also am always looking to expand and take it to that next level. And creating a life around more purpose, freedom, and fulfillment, which has been my journey for the last 3 years, is one of the things that I have been the most committed to ever. So whenever I do come up against roadblocks and challenges and obstacles, which like I said is all the time, there is never a part of me that wants to quit. I know that I am just working through whatever it is that comes up. And that is a big difference between wanting something and being committed. Because when you just want something, it's really easy to just let those things send you off track and be like, oh, well, never mind. It clearly wasn't meant for me. But there was a time when even though I had all these desires to create the life that I have created in the last 3 years, when I was miserable in my job, when I was fed up of going through the motions and commuting for 3 hours a day and really just feeling lost and unfulfilled, I was definitely at the time more committed to my excuses and my complaining and my misery. So this was pre-2019, before I ended up taking the leap. And one day, Joe and I sat in a cafe in Sydney. He was feeling exactly the same way about his job, and he had been having dreams of doing something different for so, so, so long. And we sat in a cafe and we were like, right, this is it. We are doing something about this. And we got committed in that moment. And then the conversation changed. We stopped complaining, we stopped making excuses, we stopped fighting for our own limitations and all the reasons why it was too hard and why it wasn't going to work. And we got really, really focused on figuring out how we were going to take a step towards it and starting to think differently. And so therefore we got different results. And it was 5 months after that conversation that we had in 2019, and we had sold our flat, bought another place, which was up where we live now on the Sunshine Coast, quit our jobs and moved up here to start creating our purpose-driven life. All of that happened very rapidly after we decided to get committed to making it happen. So I invite you to have a think about some times in your life that you have been really, really committed to a goal of yours, to making something happen. Maybe it has been in fitness for you. Maybe it has been in your career or in moving countries or in starting a business or anything, whatever it has been. Think about a time in your past where you have been super committed to something. And then I want you to ask yourself, how were you showing up then? What was it that made you successful in being committed then? How were you thinking about whatever it is that you wanted to achieve then? Because if you decide that whatever is currently on your heart right now, that you don't feel that you are fully committed to in your actions and in the way that you're showing up, and you really, really, really want to change that, then you can use ways that you have been committed to something in the past to then bring that into your present and how you go about approaching this goal, because it is going to be different for every single one of us. So think about what worked for you then in the past when you have been committed and how you can apply it to something that you want to be committed to now. Maybe you will notice that you worked well with a plan before, or that you were really feeling courageous. You were focusing on how you could be more confident. You had a singular focus. You had support. You had accountability. But those are some ideas that you can have a play with for whatever it is that you are looking to achieve in your life right now. And something to consider as well is that being committed can actually be less work than not being committed, than just wanting whatever it is that you desire. Because when you are half in something, when you are merely interested in something and continuing to want it but not really going after it, it takes up so much mental energy. Like I said, this chin-up goal has been on my bloody goals list for many a year. And whenever I'd put it back on my goals list again, because I was like, I really want to prove to myself that I can do it, it would kind of come with this feeling of like, oh, here we go again. This doubt would come up, this judgment that it's back on my goals list again and I still haven't achieved it. All of this mental shit would come up that when you're fully committed to something and you actually go and make it happen, then there is no other way than through. You know that you are committed to it for the long term and there is no other direction than forward. And then obviously once you have achieved it, then it's not going to be going back on your goals list again because you have achieved it. And you can obviously then move on to the next expansive goal and the next one and the next one and celebrate and obviously enjoy whatever progress you have already made. So whatever it is that you're looking to achieve right now, ask yourself, am I currently committed to it? Do I want to be committed to it? And if you do want to be committed to it and you really do want to achieve it, what would it look like to be fully committed, to be all in? And how are you going to approach obstacles and challenges differently? How are you going to actually approach achieving it? And what thoughts are going to support you in being able to take the actions? For example, I stopped telling myself things like, this is too hard. I'm never going to be able to do it. Maybe it's not meant for me. All of these thoughts came up previously with this exercise. And I just decided to stop telling myself stuff like this and tell myself things like, I know if I keep going, I'm going to get there. I am getting stronger and stronger every day. Again, you can just switch out all of these words if you're not working on a fitness goal for something that is relevant to whatever area of your life you are working on. So let me know what goal you are committed to. Send me a DM on Instagram at @itscathymorton. I would love to hear. I would love to cheer you on. And I'd love to celebrate with you when you achieve it as well. And just remember that being committed to something doesn't mean that you're not going to be facing those fears or those doubts. That is just part of the process. It's about being willing to work through them. And in the past week, as well as making a lot of progress on my chin-up goal, which I think we've heard enough about now, I also opened the doors to my signature coaching program, Big Life Roadmap, which I have been doing some revamping of behind the scenes. It has been upgraded and expanded to a 12-week program instead of an 8-week program. And I'm so excited to support the women who decide to join me in it on really being committed to their goals and dreams, whether it is starting that business, whether it is changing careers, or really starting to just take stock of any area of your life that you really want to redesign with more intention, with more purpose, so that you can be the most fulfilled version of you possible. The doors are open, and currently the program is open for enrollment at any time, but the investment is going up at the beginning of March. So I will pop the link in the show notes below. So if you want to go and check it out, head there. And also, if you've got any questions on it, make sure you send me a DM on Instagram. I will look forward to chatting to you there or on next week's episode. Take care. Bye. Thank you for joining me on today's episode. If you loved what you heard today, it would mean so much to me if you could leave a 5-star rating and review on Apple or Spotify. It really is the best way to help this podcast grow and support me in sharing this with more awesome people. If you're not already following me on socials, come and say hi on IG at @itscathymorton. I can't wait to connect with you there and, of course, on the next episode too. In the meantime, go out there and enjoy creating your big life.